This conference is being recorded.
Good morning and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy in the United States, the world, and you. This is Phoenix. You can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention today and every day is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things dealing with economy, specifically financial matters, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are, to be the divine instruments of peace. I'm Phoenix, and I am so grateful that you've been guided to serve today, to join this sacred circle, to join in this holy work, for that is what the word sacred means. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's meditation from the book Messages from God. Let go of understanding why things are the way they are. Let go of understanding why things are the way they are. You know, to understand literally means to stand under. So imagine that you're standing up, standing under this weight of fact, something, because understanding is to perceive the meaning of something, to interpret something as fact, as true. And we do this by comprehending it, grasping it mentally. So it's understand literally is as if you are standing under this mental cloud that we've created with our interpretation of what we think something means, the facts. And the word why, to believe something as the cause, to logically figure it out. Again, it's a mental game that we play, putting this pressure usually on us. We want to know the why, the cause. We are told to let go. Let go understanding things using our mental self. An ability we have to rationalize it any way we want. If we look at life as things that happen to us, and we think that they are bad and negative, and someone's doing something to us, these things can be stretched, these appearances of fact may be stretched any way we want. We rationalize. We can stretch them to become a heavy, heavy burden. Stretch them to become a heavy burden, something we carry over us like the weight of the world. And we interpret everything about us from this place, and we are told again, let go. That's not the truth. That is the illusion of truth because we've interpreted it. We've interpreted it from our eyes instead of God's eyes. Truth only can really be revealed when we let go our mental self and listen and see and hear from a higher plane, from our higher self, without all the baggage that we've accumulated in our mental being. Let go understanding why things are the way they are. Allow yourself to be. Find the place, like we are going to do in just a moment, to go inside, letting go all this stuff. And when you are ready, your higher self, your soul self, your inner voice, your God self will reveal the truth. And when it comes, it's about knowing that everything is happening for your good. It's not happening to you, it's happening for you. Everything that happens is really for you in some way to become more of who you are, a divine child of God, a pure radiating center of love. And everything that happens is an opportunity for you to learn lessons from this lifetime or other lifetimes and become whole again, and to do so under grace. So I invite you now to join me in meditation so we may let go all those mental things that lead us to not enjoy, to not be exactly who we are, filled with peace, joy, happiness, love, and prosperity. At this time, I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Breathing into your heart center. See the lights outside or imagined in your mind's eye, the sun, the moon, and bring a ray of light from that being into you right now. Follow it like a perfect string or rope, easily gliding down into your heart center now. Breathing three gentle, slow breaths. Breathing in peace as you go deeper and deeper inside. Breathing in harmony. Knowing that just doing this is harmonizing your systems now. Breathing in prosperity, knowing that real wealth is realized first inside, as we are doing now. And as you are in your side of you now, look around. Perhaps you see a color, a light or two, breathing into that center of light. Maybe you see many lights. Our inner world is simply a reflection. Or is it the other way around? Our outer world is a reflection of inside of you. The entire cosmos is within you now. Find yourself drawn to the brightest light. Allow yourself to grow closer and closer to that light, as if you are the butterfly being drawn to the flame inside, the flame of truth, the flame of love, the flame of your soul. Simply breathe into that light inside, and as you do, see it extend, grow wider and wider and brighter. Perhaps it's a color. Notice the color. Whatever it is perfectly fine. Green, blue, purple, white, red, yellow. Simply breathe into the light. Become one with this radiating center of love inside of you. And now in your heart center, take a moment to look around. Notice if you see any shadows, any gray spots, any colors that are not as brilliant as the dominant color within you now. That area has a message for you. So let's send it love. Send it love from our higher self. Send it love from our God self, knowing that whatever it has to say is for our highest and best good now. Breathing into that area, perhaps it's muddy or ruddy, or just darker than the rest. Breathing into that space, simply ask, what would you like me to know now? What would you like me to know? Receive the message with an open, loving heart. No judgment, no criticism, no interpretation. It will come through as a simple word, two, maybe three. And when you get that response, you get that answer, you may choose to go a little deeper as you continue to breathe into your heart center, sending love to this space, and ask, whatever you're told, what does that mean? What kind of fill in the blank? Just ask what questions. With the curiosity of a child entering a candy store, and there are all these bins filled with candy, all this color and light, sweetness. We're simply opening this bin to discover the treat it has for us. What would you like me to know? And when you receive your answer, receive it with a filled heart of love, a clear mind of love. Perhaps it doesn't make sense yet. No issue. Be at peace. During the day, your higher self, your angels, your God self will arrange things for you to know, for you to discover the connections. It'll happen naturally. Do not go seeking. Seeking is thinking. We are asked to let go the thinking and be our spirit self, a child of God, a child of love, a child that sees everything as a gift, and know it's for our highest good. Breathing into that center, send it love, and as you do, you'll see that space transform in color. When it has been heard, when you get it, it becomes one with you. You have retrieve another piece of your soul, the truth. Breathing into this space, breathing into your heart center, breathing into this light. Love, love, and more love. And notice as you continue to breathe to your heart center how it feels, how you feel. Peace, harmony, prosperity. This is who you are when all your soul pieces, if you will, come together and you live in this world of truth. The world of your higher self, your God self, your soul self. And the lessons of life, the reason we are here is to live this heaven on earth in our physical being when we come back to the surface again. So as you continue to breathe inside, if you notice other spots, simply breathe into them love. Allow the love who you are, love, the God love who you are, to look out at these spots and know that each holds a message for you, a message of love. Send it love And when you feel you truly are in your spirit self, you may ask again, what do you want me to know? From a place of love, with the innocence of a child, with the expectancy, not expect, expectancy, curiosity, openness, receptiveness, from your heart self, knowing all is well. Feel that love. Feel that peace. Feel the harmony that's radiating from your heart center now. As you continue to breathe into your heart is renewed. Your blood is renewed, for you are pumping love into it now. And love is washing away all the other things that get in the way of your staying centered in love. All those things that you took as facts, truths, simply being washed away, cleansed away, with this higher vibration of love flowing through you now. Breathe. Feel your blood pumping through your heart now, through your veins and your arteries. Become aware of your body and the vibration going through every cell and atom now. Just feel your entire being pulsating the vibration of love down to your toes, across to your fingers, top to your scalp of your head, cuticle every hair on your head. You are one radiating center of love. And all is well. Breathe that in. And when we know this, we can see all that happens in the world, in our immediate world, in the world of our country, the world of the nation, of Mother Earth. We can see all these parts of the world from this place of love inside and know that whatever appears to be is not. Those are facts being interpreted from a human mental perspective. Truth is on a soul level. Truth is seeing, hearing, and understanding from love. To know that things are not what they appear to be. Pause. Let go the mental exercises in interpreting what appears to be. Shift to this place of love inside. Send whatever appears to be dark or in the shadows or confusing. Send it love as we've done just now. Send it love from this place of knowing all is well and everything has a purpose, a higher purpose, simply a lesson in love. And if you like, you may always ask, what do you want me to know? And you will be told. You'll be told what you can handle today And every day as you grow more and more secure in love as your center of being, oneness with who you are, secure with who you are, the truth will be revealed at a greater and greater level. You will always be received, always be sent, so you may receive under grace. And stay centered in love who you are. So now we end this meditation as we started, breathing into our heart center. Long, gentle, sweet breaths. Breathing in peace, harmony. Notice the silver thread before you now. Allow yourself to connect with that thread from your heart center, that ray of light coming up for you. Allow it to take you back to the surface under grace. Breathing in harmony. Breathing in prosperity. As you come back to the surface, notice your hands and your fingers and your toes. Your feet, wiggle them ever so gently. Sway your head, gentle, smooth, easy. Little turns back and forth. Very slight turns of your head. Conscious breath that you are returned. Perhaps bring your hands together in prayer position. And bless your higher self for bringing you this truth, bringing you this peace, allowing yourself to reunite with who you are under grace. I bless you and thank you. Namaste. 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 Happy blessed day, dear ones.